I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time spearfishing for tautog.
Sarah and Dean Moran are from Wellfleet, and I find them sitting half in Cape Cod Bay, half out, taking a break from fishing on a pile of rocks.
Is that a fish in your hand?
Yeah, I got one.
It's a tog, tautog, blackfish. But tautog is actually like a really good eating fish.
Tautog, also known as blackfish, are native to the Western Atlantic from Nova Scotia down to South Carolina. They can be tricky to catch with a hook and line because they like to live in rocky areas or old shipwrecks. So Dean and Sarah go fishing for them equipped with wetsuits, flippers, snorkels, and hand weapons.
So this is, Dean can probably say more, this is a spear gun. He has a Hawaiian sling.
Yeah, that's a rail gun, it's called. It has like the, you know, a trigger, and it shoots the little, like, what is that, like a 3-foot spear, where this is just a sling. It's a little more primitive, I guess you could say. Simpler.
So are you just jabbing at the fish?
Well, there's this rubber band. So you go like that.
Dean hooks one end of the rubber band around the end of the spear closest to his body, then wraps the other end around his hand and pulls it midway down the spear toward the point.
And then once you see a fish, you loosen your grip and it shoots, so it gives it like some real force. And then it's got the flapper on the top so you don't lose the fish.
Once he spears a fish, Dean hooks it through the eye to a metal loop he keeps clipped to his wetsuit while he's fishing. This time of year, the daily limit for tautog is 3 fish. It's less in June and July, and more later on in the fall. Spearfishing is one of the oldest fishing methods in the world. And Dean and Sarah say once they dive underwater, it gets intimate.
You know, with tautog, you're shooting everything at pretty close range. Sometimes they're right in front of your face, like inches. And they're weird because they'll see you, they take off, then they come back to check you out again, which kind of, you know, then you shoot it, so it's kind of like a little betrayal, you know. But it's it's hunting, you know, like anything else.
And you get in like a zone. You kind of get in a mindset. Like I've been playing with that. I'm just like, you know, after a while, you're kind of in this hunting zone.
Almost all tautog fishermen are recreational. There isn't much of a commercial fishery, and you'll rarely see tautog in fish markets. It's a white, meaty fish, and if you get the chance to try it, it's delicious.
We cook them whole on the grill sometimes, which is really good. You know, we've been making some fish cakes.
We've been doing fish cakes, yeah. Those are good.
Mayo, mustard. Well, we cook the fish whole on the grill, and then we'll take all the meat off. You know, some spices, onions chopped up, mayo, mustard, breadcrumbs. Just fry them up.
The fish cakes freeze well, as do tautog fillets. So Dean and Sarah are fishing now both for dinner and to put some local fish in their freezer. Late in the fall, tautog will migrate offshore, where they spend the winter in deeper waters. And come spring, they'll be back. And Dean and Sarah will be back in the water too, ready for another season of spearfishing. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of tautog and learn more about spearfishing on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.